Thanks, everybody, for joining us again on Bridging the Gap. Just like we have in the past, after regular fiscal court meetings, Judge Anderson likes to come by and talk to us a little bit about what went on at the meeting and get an update for everybody who can't make it out. We know everybody has busy schedules, and it's not always easy to interact with your local government, so we try to bring it to you. Judge, why don't you just go ahead and lead us in with, I know usually at the beginning of the meetings we have public comment, and we had some public comment this time.
We did. We had David Pfeiffer, who is also actually an EMT with the Powell County Ambulance Service, but over the last couple of years he's been trying to develop a model of an emergency response team for, you know, to assist our search and rescue team. That's been kind of something, you know, especially with the expansion of tourism, and I know y'all working here at dispatch continue to see a growth, I guess, in people that due to a fall or a health condition, you know, while in the gorge or in some of these remote areas, either fall off a rock or have issues, I guess, medical issues that arise. And under the current model, I mean, search and rescue, even if there's a EMT or paramedic, are very limited in what medical help they can render those victims in those instances. And as well, it creates a, you know, it's a unfortunate situation for our ambulance services. And you know, that's been a topic of conversation. At the point one of our ambulances takes one of these calls, even if that person, say it's a, you know, a fall victim, they get dispatched to that, they're on call and can't leave that call, you know, even if another one comes in, even if they're going to be potentially sitting there for 4 or 5 hours waiting for that patient to be extracted and brought to them. Right. So, you know, there is a lot of issues. There's still some concerns, but I think it's a step in the right direction. Naturally, there's some things that's got to be ironed out, but I think it would be something that would assist both our search and rescue and our ambulance service trying to get the model that works there. And hopefully, you know, with continuation of tourism growth here, that's going to be something that becomes more and more a necessity to have the ability to help these people that become distressed in those situations. So considerable amount of time was he shared with the court somehow he thought this thing would work. And naturally, as we always need more money, that's one of the interesting things. He has done substantial work in trying to create a model that would be self-funding and not be a cost to our taxpayers. That he's got a nonprofit that actually generates money, as well as our medical director, Dr. Walt Lubbers, has agreed for a period of about a year to cover any of the cost of the employees at this. So, you know, it looks like on the surface, if we can get a few things ironed out, that this will be something that we can definitely explore for a year without no risk of it costing the county anything. So, and it's kind of a first of its kind in the state, too. So it's kind of unique. Like I said, we mentioned it many times here on this show, but Powell County's got a lot of, I think, proactive kind of pioneer type things going on, and so it's kind of exciting to see that. But I think it could be very important in our future growth. So,
well, and the kind of thing that you could even see other communities looking to us as leaders in that field and trying to build their own program around ours. It's very exciting.
It is, and we appreciate Mr. Pfeiffer and Dr. Lubbers for all that they do to help with our EMS service, and hopefully give us the opportunity to have something like this at our disposal as well. Be very beneficial, I think.
And what other issues were raised during the public comment section?
Had one other gentleman come, and he was one of the ones that have attended the last couple of meetings, and he come in relation to the sewer expansion once again, and just seeing if there was any new information pertaining to that. And at this time, we hadn't had any new information brought to us in that regard, and we kind of informed him, let him know as far as we knew where the project was and what was going on with it. So really nothing to update there, but definitely still quite a bit of public interest in that particular project.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've talked about that on this show before, actually on I believe the last fiscal court update. So if you are listening and you're interested in getting caught up with what's going on with that issue, you can go back to WSKVFM.com, and the archive shows are all there, and it would be the last fiscal court meeting update to give you a little more insight into that. We also had some movement within the sheriff's office, if you can elaborate on that a little bit.
Yeah, this month we basically had the way that the cruisers they purchased in, I think it was June of 15, are actually set up with one of our local lenders here. And that's one of the unique things, whether it be the sheriff's department, the judge's office, whatever, they have to be in a lease type format where, in essence, every year you pay off what liability you have, and theirs is none different. It's set up a little different, but with the way theirs is set up, we actually have to do a renewal each year for the amount remaining, and it was just a little paper procedural thing we had to do in order to get them up to date with what they need to do, so that was passed, and mine and the sheriff's signature, and they're good to go from this point on that one.
Good. And, of course, one of the expenses that we incur in local government, just like anyone else, is within our own infrastructure and, you know, the phone systems. And I know there's every year you guys do try to make an effort to find the most competitive price possible and try to find ways to chip away at the budget and be more conservative in that thinking. But there was a phone audit mentioned at this meeting, and how did that go?
Yeah, it's something we'd actually looked at, and I guess beyond this, something we've put quite a bit of effort into over the, you know, really since I've been in office. You know, naturally, I've always said one of the things I wanted to always ensure that we was being as efficient as possible, and part of that is in looking at what you're doing. Are you getting the best price, and furthermore, are you getting the best service you can get for the price? So in looking at that, you know, numerous times we've had people, different aspects of our phone systems look into it. Well, I mean, just for example, the EOC was one of them. I know we cut that bill, I think, in over half when we moved up here.
Yeah, we did. Well, we had so many one thing we learned when we moved out of the old building, where so many different offices had been in that building and so many different things had been done, we had lines that the county had been paying for that weren't even going anywhere.
Yeah. So, and that's one thing I was going to point out. You know, since I've been here, we found, you know, in doing that, we've identified several lines, like you said, that really rang to nowhere. Mm-hmm. Had, I think, crazy stuff such as maybe leases on laser printers and that kind of thing associated with the bill. So, you know, we really dug in and found a lot of savings for our taxpayers in that regard. And continue, we will, as long as I'm here, we'll continue to look at ways. And this was just, as now that we've whittled down some of those things, you start continuing to examine if you can do better. And I've talked quite a bit with Darrell and Wes Maynard, and they're from Eastern Telephone and Technologies, and they've been a pretty strong advocate in what we've tried to work with. Also, I guess I could make mention in the broadband process, trying to get broadband internet to our citizens, and they're very knowledgeable and have worked. So we've been, over the last 2 or 3 years, I've had several meetings and things with them on that regard as well, how I really got to know them. But this is also, in looking at what we was doing with our phone services, they had analyzed our bills and come back, and we were able to, I think, increase our internet speed 3 or 4-fold, as well as save potentially $5,000 a year. So, for just kind of that continual commitment to look, and, you know, we was able to bring that back and have a better service. So the court did agree to give this company a contract for a year to do that. And like I said, it looks like it's going to be a win-win on several facets for both the offices that utilize these services, as well as citizens. And, you know, something their company offers is if you call them for service, you're not going to get transferred to some foreign country and talk to a service representative. You're going to talk to one of these people, and they've always been very responsive in any activities I've had with them before. So I'm pretty excited to see, you know, not only the savings we'll garner, but I think the increased speed. You know, a lot of things we have to transfer back and forth, just the size of the files, and it's equal download, upload speeds and things. So, it's going to help make offices and things be more efficient and effective as well.
Well, and speaking of money, and that is, you know, the primary function of the fiscal court is to handle the money. And I know there was another subject that came up was the Flex Fund. And can you kind of give us a little insight what the Flex Fund is and what's going forward with it?
I can, and I think it was either last month or the month before last, when we spoke about Mr. Linden coming from District 10 and real secondary money that's distributed to the county. Naturally, a portion of that is carved out, and it's called the Flex Fund. And basically, depending on what state of repair your roads are in, that percentage varies from counties to counties, but usually it's 15% to 20% of that pot that's given to the counties to use at their discretion on their roads versus the state picking where it goes on state roads. So in that light, this year, Powell County's allotment was a little over $103,000, I think $577, somewhere in that range, of our flex funds. And that money can be used only for resurfacing of existing paved roads. So we actually went through and awarded the roads that we felt like would some of our worst roads. And just in order to get that, it's a process. I have to submit those roads that we're proposing. The state will then come out and drive those roads to ensure that they are in a condition that warrants repair and not just paving a road to be paving it per se. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to go ahead and on this part of paving money, get it done, because it also affects what monies we might be eligible for later on. So it was kind of pertinent to go ahead and get it taken care of and get it allocated. So that was the first step in doing that, is identifying those roads. Therefore, I can send them to the state and get the process started.
Okay. And moving on there, what else was brought before the court as far as new business?
I guess kind of staying along the same lines we was talking about transportation there. Powell County's always, as far as I know, always been in the county road co-op aid agreement. And as we talk about emergency funds, this is a pot of money where we get the biggest portion of our funds. And every year that requires a resolution and things to stay a part of that program from the state. And it's one of those funds, because of the road tax, it is going down this year. You know, it's somewhere right under $700,000, where it'd been up in the $800,000 or $900,000 in previous years. But just the paperwork to annual paperwork there, which was naturally the resolution and things we voted to accept, and just kind of a procedural type thing more than anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And on beyond that, what other issues did we have come up within the meeting?
So this one was a relatively short meeting in a lot of regards. In naturally, we have a cleanup at the end of the year, which, so a lot of the business we had been addressed actually previous to this one. So a few kind of follow-up things. Some of the things, disbursements we have scheduled for this year's budget cycle, treasurer getting approval for those and some amendments and things. But that was really the majority of the business. We did have one more little item before we got into the part of our department head updates, which we try to do every meeting, and that is actually through the Bluegrass ad, which I know, I think this week you've had a couple, so hopefully people's been able to learn a little bit more about some of the services provided by the Bluegrass ad to the 17 counties they serve. But one pot of money they have available for counties is an ADF fund, Area Development Funds, and in the instance of Powell County, it's usually a relatively small amount, but I think since I've been here, it's usually ranged between, say, 12 and 20,000, somewhere in that that's available. And it can be used for infrastructure improvements, land acquisition, improvements to buildings, such things as that. And it's given to one of the entities within the city. And the way that's been handled before, and actually we have three entities at this time, and Ben Clay City, Stanton, and Powell County government itself. In previous years, kind of if one of the cities or the county had a need, we've kind of been able to work amongst ourselves to determine, you know, who was in most need of those funds that year. And I know a few years back, the last time we've kind of rotated around, but since I've been here, we got it one year. I put the handicap door openers in the courthouse was what that fund was used for, and appreciate the mayor's allowing me to do that year. And kind of the same line this year, Mayor Allen Cummins, I guess in relation to the construction of their new city hall, they had the water filling station where people fill up tanks and things had to be removed and stuff, and he's going to try to get that back functioning and everything, and was going to use his funds this year to try to do that. So court voted to allow Stanton to utilize that pot of money this year to meet that need for our citizens. So that was really it on in regards to that.
Well, that's good. It does show, you know, we talk a lot about the possibility of merged government down the road, and it goes to show that that's not really that far of a stretch when you can already see we already do work together.
It's a necessity in this day and time, and it's going to become more vital. And I think you simplify the process when everybody's needs is viewed as, you know, the same. And and that we're usually, I think, pretty fortunate in this community. For the most part, it works that way. But
well, Judge, that about runs us out of time. But thanks, everybody, for tuning in again, and we'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, if you have any questions or comments, you can always find us on Facebook at Powell County Office of Public Information, and we're always happy to hear your feedback. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you in just a little bit.